It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者,但實際上是不是這麼簡單呢?我們也都需要...
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin color.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome to Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
Members of the jury, I will now read the verdicts as they will appear in the permanent records of the 4th Judicial District. State of Minnesota, County of Hennepin, District Court, 4th Judicial District. State of Minnesota Plaintiff versus Derek Michael Chauvin, Defendant. Verdict, Count 1. Court File Number 27, CR20-12646. We, the jury, in the above-entitled matter as to Count 1, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:44 p.m. Signed, juror foreperson, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count 2. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 2, third degree murder, perpetrating an eminently dangerous act, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:45 p.m. Signed by jury foreperson, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count 3. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 3, second-degree manslaughter, culpable negligence, creating an unreasonable risk, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021, at 1:45 p.m.
A U.S. jury has found former police officer Derek Chauvin guilty of murder following the death of George Floyd on a Minneapolis street last year. The 12-member jury took 10 and a half hours to reach their verdict, which followed a highly charged 3-week trial that left Minneapolis on edge. Last May, Derek Chauvin was filmed kneeling on George Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes after a convenience store employee called 911 and told the police that Mr. Floyd had brought cigarettes with a counterfeit $20 bill. The widely watched footage sparked worldwide protest against racism and excessive use of force by police. Chauvin was found guilty on 3 charges: second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter. His bail was immediately revoked and he was placed in custody. Sentencing is likely to happen in 2 months and Chauvin could spend decades in jail. Upon the verdict, people waited outside the court and chanted, "Chauvin guilty." In Minnesota, second-degree murder carries a maximum sentence of 40 years in prison. Third-degree murder is punishable by up to 25 years in prison. Second-degree manslaughter is punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Police officers have rarely been convicted for deaths that occur in custody, and the verdict in this trial has been widely seen as an indication of how the US legal system will treat such cases in the future. Three other officers are due to face trial later this year on aiding and abetting charges. And next.
One needs to communicate with the public. He needs to communicate with anybody who has the resources to help out, whether it is other opposition parties, whether it is big businesses who may be able to contribute in some form or manner, whether it is medical professionals and staff. He needs to communicate, he needs to talk to them. The country needs reassurance. The country needs to know that somebody is in charge and that person cares about them. The country needs to know that every single life matters.
India's healthcare system is struggling as a record surge in COVID-19 cases put pressure on hospital beds and draining oxygen supplies. People are pleading for India's Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, to show up and respond to the crisis. On Friday, India reported 332,730 new cases of coronavirus, setting a world record for a second day running. Deaths were numbered at 2,263 in 24 hours. Families are left pleading for their relatives who are desperately ill, with some patients left untreated for hours, and crematoriums are organising mass funeral pyres. One man told reporters, "My wife will die," as he was refused by three hospitals in trying to get treatment for her. Dr. Atul Gogia, a consultant at the Sir Ganga Ram Hospital in Delhi, told the BBC there had been a huge surge in patients, leaving no space in the emergency room. Maharashtra, the worst hit state in India, faces an oxygen shortfall, and in the state capital, Mumbai, at least 13 patients died after a fire broke out in an intensive care unit of a hospital treating COVID patients. 2 days earlier, 24 COVID-19 patients died in another part of the state after a leak interrupted the flow of oxygen to their ventilators. Three other states, Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh and Haryana, are also facing a critical shortage. The Indian Air Force is being used to lift oxygen tankers and supplies to different parts of the country. The cause of the surge in cases during India's second wave is expected to have been driven by a number of factors, including relaxed health protocols, a poor promotion of protective measures such as mask wearing. And finally,
she was stabbed at the entrance to a police station in Rambouillet, southwest of the capital, Paris. Authorities say the attacker was a Tunisian national living in France. He was shot by police and later died in hospital. The anti-terrorism unit says it had taken over the investigation because the attacker had staked out the station and because of statements he made during the attack.
A female police employee has been fatally stabbed in a knife attack at a police station in Rambouillet, southwest of Paris. Anti-terror prosecutors have taken over the inquiry and the killing is being treated as a possible terrorist attack. The stabbing took place in a secure entrance to the police station on Friday afternoon as the worker was returning from her break. The 48-year-old unarmed administrative officer named Stephanie was stabbed in the neck. The attacker, aged 36, reportedly lunged at the officer and her colleagues then opened fire on him. The attacker was shot and later died in hospital. Witnesses said the man had been seen walking around while on his mobile phone outside the police station, and he seized his chance to go in as the woman went through the security doors. Prosecutors said the way the attack had unfolded, as well as remarks made by the attacker and the fact that the victim was a police official, had persuaded them to launch an anti-terror investigation. Sources close to the inquiry told media outlets that the man had shouted, "Allahu Akbar, God is greatest," during the attack. French President Emmanuel Macron tweeted that France would never give in to Islamist terrorism. Alerts are high following a number of terrorist attacks in France last year. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.